in the lishkas or toyim in the lishkas, more rooms. There was around. This is the kofel of the heichal, or the kodesh kedoshim mibachutz. It's outside the wall that was from the heichal and the kodesh kedoshim. That was like one long wall. So outside that wall, there were 38 different lishkas, different rooms there. How do you have this? Chamisha shabitzofen. There were 15 of them on the north side of the heichal. And Chamisha Sabadom, 15 of them on the south side of the Heichel. Ushmoin Ramarav, on the west side, there were 8. How do you have this now? Shebet Sofen, on the north side of the Heichel, it was the Shebedorim and the Dorim. It was Chamisha, really, on the bottom level, there were 5 rooms. Agabi Chamisha, on top of those were another 5 rooms. The Chamisha Agabayim, and another 5 on top of them. So the kids said there were 3 stories, like, that's how you have 15 rooms on the dorm and the tzofen side, 30 together. The Sheva Marav, on the Marav side, all the way on the west, that was Shloisha. The bottom level was 3 rooms. Agabi Shloisha, on top of that was another 3 rooms. Ushnaga, Agabayim, and 2 on top of them, that's say you have 8. So it comes out there were 38 rooms around the wall, outside the wall of the Heichel, of the Kodesh Kodashim and the Kodesh. Now each room, every single room, every single lishka, this toyim, each one had 3 doors to it. Echad lator min haymin, one to go into the right room. The echad lator min asma, one to go into the left room. The echad lator shagava, one to go into the top room upstairs. So each room had 3. Those were the bottom 2 levels. The top level though did not have the 3rd door on top. There's no level to go up to. Now, Yiverdagon, over Karen Mizrach Tzfainis, on the Mizrach Tzfainis, that's on the bottom left side, Ho Yu Chamisha Psochem. That Lishka had 5 doors to it. Echad Latorosh Minyamin, one to the right side, but there was no left one there, because that was the last one. The Echad Latorosh Agava, one to the room on top of it. The Yechad Lemesiba, and one to this long plank that went all the way up. There was like a Mesiba there that went up and started on this east west corner and like went all like a plank going all the way up till it got to the west wall, all the way on top of this on the wall. There was a Mesiba walking up there. So there was a door opening up to that. The Yechad Lepishpush, one door opened up to next to the gate. There was a small door on the tzofer, north side of the Shar HaGadol of the Heichal. On the north side of it, there was a small gate there. So one door opened up into that small door on the gate. And the Yechon Heichal, and one door in that room, opened up into the Heichal itself. So that last Mizrach Marav side had that Mizrach Tzofen side had these 4 doors to it, that bottom, that last room there. Now, Mishnah Dalit HaTachtoino, the bottom level of all these rooms was Chomesh. It was like 5 Amos. The width of it, the width of each room, was 5 Amos. In other words, on the, let's say, the Tzofen, on the north side of the Tzadorim, the Reichav of it, from Mitzofen the Dorim, was 5 Amos. That's the bottom level. Now the roivet sheish, its roof was 6 amas. 1 amas stuck out, the floor of it, the roof of it. So it comes out the top one, the middle level was sheish, was wide 6 amas, because it had this one extra amma sticking out. And the roivet sheva, its top level, its top roof, its roof was 7 amas wide. Therefore, the yoina, the third layer, was sheva. The floor of it was 7 amos wide. Shnema, the Pasuk in Melachim says, Hayotziya tachtoina chomish biyama, like the bottom level of these rooms, these the toiv, was 5 amos wide. Chomish biyama, or rochba, the width was 5 amos. The atichoina, the middle rooms, were sheish bama, 6 amos wide rochba. The Ashlishis in the top, the third room, was Sheva B'yam Rochba, was wide, 7 Amos. That's how it was made in the Beit HaMikdash. Now, Mishnah Hei. From this corner, again of the Heichal, this Mizrachis Sfeinis, this east north corner, there was a Mesiba like a plank going all the way up. Lekeren Sfeinis Maravis, went all the way up to the northwest side of the Heichal. If you want to go to the roof of all these compartments, of all these rooms, you go up that mesiba, that plank on all the way up. Now, the kohen that would go up this mesiba, this plank, while he was walking up, he was facing towards the west. Then when he got all the way up to the top on the west side, he was walking all the way up on the north side, he was walking all the way up towards the west, Achumagilamar, until he reached the mar of the west wall. Hegilamar, he reached the west wall. Vofach Ponov, then he turned his face to Dorm, towards the south. He made a left turn. Holach Kol Pneimar, he went all along the west side of the wall. Achumagiladorm, until he came to the south side. Hegiladorm, when he came to the south side on top, for he made another left turn. Vofach Ponov the Mizrach, he turned now his face towards the east. And Oyem Halach B'dorm is going all along the west side, all along the south side, Achumagila Pischa Shalaliyah, until he came to the entrance of the door that came into the attic. Now, what was this? This was, so far we're talking about now, you're going along the Mesiba that went up to the top, the Gag of these Toyim. So far he's on the roof of these extra rooms on the side of the wall, that was outside the wall of the Heichal. Now, when he got to this, Mizrach side, the Mar of Mizrach, now he got to a door there that was entering the Aliyah of the Heichal itself, of the wall of the Heichal, to go up on top of the Heichal, to go to the Aliyah. Yeah, our Heichal, okay, there was like an attic on the Aliyah on top of the Heichal, on top of the Kodesh Kodashim. On top of the Heichal and the Kodesh Kodashim, there were two levels there also. There was the bottom level and there was an upper level. So to get into the upper level, that's where the door was. So Achumagiyah LePischa Shalaliyah. SheaPischa Shalaliyah Pasuch LaDorim. Because the opening to get into the Aliyah, the attic, was opening on the Dorim on the south side. Over Pischa Shalaliyah, this door coming into the Aliyah, to the attic, Hoyishnei Kulunsoi Shalaris, there were two beams there of cedar wood. Shebahen hoyu oilen legago shalaliyah. Like with that, it would go, these two woods would go up to the go oilen legago shalaliyah, would go to the roof of the attic. Now v'roshe pisposi mavdilen baliyah. And on the aliyah, on the attic, how do you know what's called on top of the kodesh, on top of kodesh kodashim? There was roshe pisposim, like beams. The head of the beams was sticking out, or beam or the stones were sticking out, which was mavdil and baliyah, was dividing between the aliyah bein hakodesh and bein kodesh kodashim, to divide between what was exactly on top of the kodesh kodashim, what was on top of the kodesh. Now velulin hoyu psuchim baliyah, on the attic, on the upstairs, there were lumen like windows open up. Lebeis Kodesh Kodashim, that you could look down and go into Kodesh Kodashim. So in these windows, like these lumen over there, like windows windows in the roof, these lumen hoi psuchlin baliyat lebeis Kodesh Kodashim, sheben hoi mishalshlanes umnin besevis, like when the workmen had to work in the Kodesh Kodashim to clean it or to fix something there, they would lower them down in the boxes through that lull, through that window. Kadesh lo yuzoynu renei lebeis Kodesh HaKadoshim. But when you come down, you have to work there, like you're not supposed to have anor from the doors of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, or from the beauty of it. So therefore, he used to like lower him down there to do his work, whatever he had to do, in like closed box. So he should not have to see the sides, but he doesn't have to see. Fakol Ponov used to lower him down through the attic. So that's the way it was. On the Kurdish and the Kurdish Gadoshim, there was an attic, an upper level on top of it. Now, Mishnevov. The Heichal itself. The Heichal means the whole width of the bias itself. The Heichal here means from the Ulam until the end of the Kurdish Gadoshim. Like really, the bias was there was an ulam first, and then there was the heichel, and then the kodesh hakodashim. It's all considered like one. For the heichel was meya al meya. It was 100 amis by 100 amis. Al room meya, and the height of it was also 100 amis tall. As the wall of the ulam was 100 amis tall. How do you have this? It's like this. Ho'oitim sheishamis. So we're talking about now the height. How do you get to 100 amis tall? So ho'oitim means the foundation of it, of the Beis Hamikdash, was sheishamis. The foundation was 6 amis tall. V'gova bo'yimama. Now the actual ulam itself, the height of it, or the height of the heichel itself, inside the heichel, was 40 amis. That's how much space you had in the heichel itself. So far it's 46 amas tall. Then on top of these 40 was amma kir. One amma for the kir means there was, he says it means psuchim kirim shenasa alaksolim lamala v'yegoyv amma. On top of the wall like, there were like pictures. An amma's worth of kir pictures there. Psuchim kirim, yeah. There was some decoration there, an amma's worth of nice paneling there. There was amma kir. Then Vamosayim Beis Dofa. On top of that, there were 2 amis called the Beis Dofa. She said that's also called beams on top of it that connected from one wall to another wall. It was 2 amis worth. Then the Yama Tikra, the actual roof itself, the boards that went straight across to make the roof, was Nama wide, Nama tall. The Yama Maziva, then on top of that, there was another Amma that Maziva, like he cemented down there with Tiach, that he put on top of the roof like. So the kitza, the tikra of the heichel, was 5 amas. So you have another 5 amas here. Now, the gova shel aliyah aboyimam, we said before, on top of the ulam, on top of the kodesh, was an attic. So the height of the attic, the aliyah, was also 40 amas. And again, on top of that attic was, the second story was also, another 5 amas of the Yama Kir, an amma of some nice paneling there, for Yama Sain Beis Dof, another 2 amas of this type of wood, and then the Yama Tikra, the roof itself was an amma, and the Yama Maziva, so that's another 5 amas. So, and the Sholosh Amas Maka, on the top of the roof, the Maka that went around the Gag, that was tall 3 amas, and the Amma Kol Arif, and on top of that was one more Amma of stam metal sticking up, sharp metal of Kol Arif, means to keep away the ravens, keep away the birds from on top of the Beis Hamikdash. So kids, that's how you have, to the top it was 100 Amas tall. Reb Yudah says, Lahoya Kol Arif, Oilem and Amida, no, that top Amma of the Kol Arif, what they had metal or pegs sticking up to keep the ravens away, that was not part of the Cheshbon. El rather, he learns, Abba Amoy Sfaisa Maka, at the top gate going around the roof, the Maka there, that was tall 4 amas. So kids, so that's how you have your 100 amas, how tall the Beis Hamikdash was. So the kids, so from the floor until the top of it, was 100 amas tall, like 200 feet tall. Mishnah Zayin. Now, Meha Mizrach Lamarav, let's say again, in this Heichel, from the Ulam back to Kodesh HaKadoshim, from Mizruch Amarav means the length of it, Mayama, it was 100 amas long. How do you have this? Let's say you have now Kaisel Ulam Chomish. The wall of the Ulam itself was 5 amas thick. Now the Ulam itself, the first room there, that was Achas Esrei. So far 16 amas. Now Kaisel HaHechel, the next wall going into the Hechel, we had before was Shesh, was 6 amas wide. The Soicha inside the Hechel was Aboyimama, was 40 amas. So far we have, that's 16 and 6, 22 and 40, so that's 62. Then you have the Armatrax, and after you finish the Hechel, before going into Kodesh Kedoshim, there was one Amma there with the Proichas like the curtains there. Then the Yesrim Amma based Kodesh Kedoshim, the Kodesh Kedoshim itself was 20 amas long. Then Kaisel HaHechel, on the back of the Kodesh Kedoshim, the wall of the Hechel itself was again Sheish Amma. And then in back of the wall, you have these toys, you have these compartments there, these rooms that we had before. So we had Toiv also was Sheish, was wide 6 amas. And now the Kaisel HaTor, the wall in the back of the Tor was Chomish, was 5 amas. And then, so that's how you have 100 amas. So kids, that's how you get all this up. It comes up to 100 amas. So from the Mizrach to the Maariv of the Heichel, of the Kodesh of the Heichel, Kodesh Kodashim, was 100 amas. And how do you have the width also to be 100 amas? You have the width like this. Had Sofon the Dorim, inside here, from north to south, was Shivan Amma, was 70 amas. Now, Kaisal HaMesiba Chomish. Let's see, the Kaisal HaMesiba was 5. The Kaisal HaMesiba was 5. The Mesiba now we had was... Right. Yeah, so we're going inside now, with Tzofen Dorim was 70 Yamas. Now, Kaisal HaMesiba, right, the first thing right outside it was the wall of the Mesiba where they went up. So that was 5 Yamas. For HaMesiba, the plank going up was Sholosh, that's three more Yamas sticking out. Then Kaisal HaTor, the wall of the Tor itself of these rooms, were 5 Yamas. For HaTor, the width of the room itself was 6 Yamas. Then you have also included the Kaisal Eichel, the wall of the Eichel itself was Shesh Amis. And the Soicha inside it was Esrim Amis, was 20 Amis. So, and Kaisal Eichel, then the wall of the Eichel itself, as we're explaining now how you have these 70 Amis. Now, even though inside was only 20 Amis wide, but now, Kaisal Eichel, again on the other side now, the wall of the Eichel was 6 Amis. The Atov, the room there was 6. The Kaisal Atov Chomish, and the wall of this Tov was 5 Amis. Ubeis HaRodas Hamayim Sholosh Amis, and the special place where they used to fetch the water there, that was also 3 Amis wide. This Beis HaTov, Beis HaRodas Hamayim, that after the wall, the on the south side of these rooms, there was a Mokim there, 3 Amis wide, it was called the Beis HaRodas Hamayim, that used to fetch the water there, Migagas, or the water used to come down from the roof of the Beis Hamikdash, the water used to come down there. That was called Beis Hurdis, where the water came down. The Akristo, the wall over there, was again Chomish Amis. So kids, that's how you have these 70 Amis. So in the Heichol, and the Kodesh Kodoshim, it was wide from one end of the wall to the other end of the wall, 70 Amis. How do you get 100 though? Because the Ulam, the first room, the Ulam, Oidev Olav Chomish Esriyama Miratzofin, the Chomish Esriyama Miradorim. It was 15 Amis wider on the south side, and 15 Amis longer on the north side. So another 15 is, another 15 is 30, so 30 and 70 is 100. So Kitzah means from one side of the Ulam to the other side of the Ulam was long 100 Amis. Vuhoye Nikra Beis HaChalifes. These extra 15 Amis on both sides of the Ulam, that was other wider than the Beis Hamikdash, than the Kodesh, that was called the Beis HaChalifos. That's what those two rooms were called. And Shesham Goyim Es HaSakinim, that's where the Kohanim used to hide their sakinim, their knives there. The Shechitas HaKorbanos used to hide them there. Now the Heichel itself, the Heichel was Tzar Mechur, it comes out now, the whole Heichel was like narrow in the back of it, like the Makom HaKodesh HaKadoshim and the Kodesh was only 70 Yamas wide. For Rachel Milafonov, but in front, the beginning of it, the Ulam, was wide 100 Amis. So it comes out a little bit with Daimalari, a little bit looked like a lion. Shinema at the Pasuk in Yeshaya says, Hoy Ariel, Ariel Kiryas Chona David. They said like the Ariel, the base of Midrash, the Kiryas Chona, is like this, Ma Ho Ari, just like the lion, Sa Meyachurov. For Rachel Milafonov, a lion is also narrow in the back of him, and the front of him is more broader, more wider. Heichel also is Sarmechur, it's narrow in the back, Verachim Lefonov, and wider in the front of it. Yeah, there's a Mikdash called an Ariel, it's a Ariel like an Ari. So the base of Mikdash is like an Ari, that it's narrow in the back, and the front of it, this Ulam, was very wide, was 100 Amis wide.